Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. And you can always take us on the go with the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network as well. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 9:45, your chance to win Caps tickets. When do they drop the puck tonight, Cakes?
7.
7 p.m. puck drop.
Oh,
7 p.m.
And you'll be there.
I have a daddy-daughter dance at St. Elizabeth's, which starts at 6. There's no way I'm going to get out.
How long does that last? I mean, can't be more than like an hour or so, right?
Yeah, but
I talked to one of the dads. They say that it lasts... They said people start streaming out after like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, well, I would be streaming out after about 50 minutes to make it home in time for the puck.
Or streaming the game.
I mean, let's be honest, streaming the game. Because, I mean, how many times are you going to dance with your daughter before your daughter gets sick of doing the dance?
I actually heard from the dad that none of, like a lot of the little kids, they don't even dance. They're just there to hang out with their other friends. So you just, I don't know. This one dad told me, he goes, he has a kid who's, he has a first grader, but also a fourth grader. So he's been to a bunch of them. He said that he just shows up with his nice suit and he puts the jacket on the chair and then he talks to other dads.
Yeah, that's kind of the move.
Are you, you got the young kid. Are you the old, you're the old dad everywhere, right?
You really I'm are. One of the older dads.
Yeah, got
I'm not necessarily
I'm there
the
with
oldest.
My youngest.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of in that range. There's a few maybe that might be older than me, but it's very rare.
Yeah.
It's very rare with my 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, you might.
I am, but you know what? I grew up with my dad was an older dad too. I think your dad was somewhat of an older dad, not maybe as old.
Somewhat, but I mean, it's just means the end is near. That's
oh yeah, believe me, I see some of the dads, and I go, I used to have hair like that.
Yeah,
you know, is what it is.
Do you think Eminem's bald?
I don't think
so. Where did
so.
That come from?
Well, he was out there.
But he was like the special guest.
He was out there with the commissioner.
No, because I've seen him without the hat. I don't think he is.
I don't do all the pre-draft shtick. I sit down at 8:05 and I wait for the picks.
I know. Oh, right.
I got there when
I put it on 10 minutes early.
And Aiden Hutchinson were hyping up the crowd. And I was
He's
like,
so anti. Meanwhile, he watches a million fantasy shows before draft. Before,
I don't watch as many. I run a lot of sim/mock drafts myself. I don't need
or
all
you
that
listen to podcasts.
This is all you missed. Eminem just pounding his chest going, let's go Detroit.
Right. Yes. I'm sure I missed
nothing.
A lot.
It was stupid.
I'm sure I missed a lot.
And Calvin Johnson.
I think he lightened his beard a little bit. I don't think it was quite
it looked
stark.
More natural.
I don't think it was stark black.
I think Eminem is the type of dude that is more comfortable in like that dad hat look. Kind of like you're more comfortable wearing a hat. I think he's the same way.
I'm glad I tuned in to see Megatron step to the mic and go, what up, doe?
Right.
That was great. certainly worth watching.
Right.
Hey, we haven't heard from What Up Doe guy lately.
I haven't heard from
him.
I was reminded by it last night, though, watching.
What Up Doe? I don't know.
The guy that calls in all the time.
He calls in from like New Carrollton or Atlanta or something.
800-636-1067. Let me actually just flip the script real quick before we go to the calls.
Yeah.
So I said, what do you want to do next? All of us kind of believe they need to go offensive line, get a receiver, kind of the same things.
Corner.
What would upset you as a fan, EB?
Ooh.
Like, I think this would be the scenario that might upset you as a fan.
I know what would upset me. You can go first.
If they went with the next two picks, defensive lineman, linebacker. I think you'd be disappointed.
Not if, well, not if defensive line, edge rusher. Are you?
No, not
a,
edge.
You mean
I'm saying
interior lineman, like a big ugly.
Like they get another Mathis type.
Here's what I can't
defensive
have.
Defensive tackle.
Yes,
I can't have an offensive lineman double dip. It's fine to take one, like one of the two is fine. At 36 or 40, can be a big fat offensive lineman.
You can't do a double dip?
Can't be both.
Why? We just want to bolster that?
No.
It secures the
offense. No, because it angered me last year when Ron did the defensive backfield double dip with Quan Martin and Forbes.
What if they just, do the double just, dip, though? They go
receivers.
Left tackle.
What, receivers?
What if they do?
Now, if it's double receivers, it no, is position dependent.
But what if they do left tackle, left guard? Like they say, you know what? We kind of feel good at the right side with Cosme.
Here's why. Here's why.
Who's the right tackle right now?
JP, you're overspending.
With Wiley.
I trust. I have the utmost trust in Adam Peters that he can go find those big immobile goofballs to play on the interior, the centers, and the guards. Those are more like fourth-round picks and after. You don't have to spend 36 and 40 on those guys.
I would
36
agree.
And 40 are for premium spots. Left tackle. Starting corner.
Receiver.
Wide receiver depth. Not for a guard. No thank you. That's for later in the draft.
I don't think they'll take a linebacker. Maybe later in the draft, but they don't really need a linebacker
signed
now.
They signed Wagner.
It's a very poo-poo linebacker draft.
Right.
Yeah, so they don't really need one.
So that would anger me. Back-to-back offensive linemen.
When was the first kicker taken last year? Remember there was a kicker taken pretty high?
It was the Terps
Niners.
Kicker.
Yeah. Niners wasn't took it, a fourth rounder.
Ryland? Is his name Ryland for the Patriots? I think he a Terp. Yeah. And he had a dicey rookie season, too.
All right, let's go to the phones. You want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can still weigh in on Jaden Daniels. Do you love the pick? But now we're talking about what they should do next.
I think I would hate this. If they do what this guy says, is this Mark from Largo? This would be a Mark from Largo call. Mark.
This is Mark from St. Pete, Florida. And I'm not talking about the next pick, Eric. Okay. This call is really for Jason mostly and whoever pays attention to college football. Remember the last time the Redskins drafted highly regarded Heisman-winning quarterback?
Yeah.
Whatever happened with that? Didn't work out so well.
We talked about it earlier.
Well, all right, maybe I missed it today. There's a quarterback sitting out there that's undefeated, that had a higher rating than he did, Jaden Daniels, that beat Jaden Daniels head-to-head, was undefeated this year with only two interceptions, and yet nobody talks about Jordan Travis. I'm not talking about next pick. I'm talking about fourth round, fifth round. Somebody needs to get this kid that just wins and plays incredible without ever turning the ball over.
Well, he must not be considered as a great prospect because six teams took quarterbacks and didn't take your guy.
If he was 6'4", Mark, and 220, he would have been a first round pick. But he's kind of small.
Yeah, he is a little small, but JP, you're wrong. One thing about that, I'm not talking about him going first, but he had a devastating leg injury. That's why he's not, at least thinking about. He would have been a second round pick, I would guess. Being undefeated and what he did at FSU was pretty damn incredible. So, especially the way he looked against LSU that game, he looked incredible.
Good college player, but I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I mean, he'll probably
What's
be a backup.
What's the kid's name again?
Jordan Travis.
He was Florida
24.
State.
Oh, okay.
You remember his leg snap.
Yeah, I've got him here. He's listed as fourth of the best available quarterbacks. So he'll get picked by somebody, but
he might be the next Kirk Cousins is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Well, you're a little bit biased being down there in Florida. You're obviously a Florida State fan.
Yeah.
Definitely am.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy. No, I don't want it. We just got to go all in. We can't do that divided loyalty bit on any level.
Totally.
You got to go all in.
Right.
Support the kid. Give him everything he needs. And then it's either going to happen or it's
not. You have Mariota as the backup at this point. Let's get to the point now where the Commanders can actually just carry two quarterbacks on the roster. That's okay. Have one on the practice squad.
They have four arms.
Just have a practice squad guy and have your two on the active roster.
Fromm will battle it out with the other guy they signed.
Driscoll and those guys,
they can battle it out. It's fine.
Driscoll might have the nod, though, because he could always play tight end.
Like, do you have to carry three? I guess if they're, you have a revolving door at quarterback like the Commanders have for decades.
I think a lot of teams carry three.
Yeah. They don't have to be active. They won't be active each week. But, yeah, you'll have three.
Just stash them on the practice squad.
Yeah, or just inactive.
Now I'm upset. I can't get past trading for Brandon Ayuk. It's got me thinking about it all day now, or at least until 9:54:20.
You have the cap space.
They definitely have cap space. They have the second most active cap space right now, behind the Pats.
I'll tell you what would excite me the most. You asked me what do I want them to do. I trust him. But what would excite me the most is if we got some sort of just baller playmaker at receiver. That would excite me the most. Right?
Well, there's guys out there.
Mind. Same rhymes with Brandon Schmaiuk. And he plays for the Niners.
For the person who always says,
ran a 4.34.
Listen, I would be excited to add Brandon Ayuk. I'm just trying to be reason.
You just don't want to give up draft capital.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to be objective and think how they're thinking. Well, listen, would he be exciting on game day? 100%.
What if you? I know,
but you're the person who always screams prospects or suspects.
You're getting
a guaranteed bona fide playmaking receiver.
What if you're in the room and
in the prime of his career?
I'm not going to hate it. I would be super excited every time he made a catch.
Peters gets this offer. We'll trade you Brandon Ayuk for your third and your fifth this year. Now you're going to have to sign him to a big deal when he comes in.
Oh, you
got to
get more than the third and fifth, right, for Ayuk.
Niners ain't doing that.
I just think that they're thinking long-term. They're not thinking they're going to go all in this year. That's all.
He can be a long-term player. He's young.
Yeah, mid-20s.
I know he's young.
But I don't know what the value of taking Ayuk over... Other than he's proven, I guess that's the value over.
Oh yeah,
like I'm looking at Kuiper's big board.
He's a sure thing,
and he's got in his top five of guys available. He has Mitchell from Texas, who ran a 4.34, and then he's got Ladd McConkey from Georgia,
who's also fast little whitey.
Didn't I read something about Mitchell? Where they say he wasn't like aggressive at the point of. Or whatever, that the high-pointing balls and stuff. Like, they wish he was a little more aggressive in those kinds of things. 50-50 situation. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, his accolades are the speed.
Yeah.
But I think you can get... Look, I'm an Ayuk guy. Who?
Mitchell.
6'2", 205.
It's pretty big. That's decent size receiver.
6'1", 186.
Yeah, he's...
He ran a 4.39.
By the way, I was very stunned to learn that Ricky Pearsall, who the Niners took, was a whitey.
Oh, yeah, he's a whitey.
I saw his bio.
He's actually good.
I had to do this to my computer.
Because you just figured Florida receiver is...
Florida receiver.
You're not watching
going
on TV.
In the first round.
Yeah, he didn't watch him.
By that time...
Oh, you went to bed.
I was the mayor of Sleep City. Uh-oh. So I had to look. I was like, Ricky Pearsall.
I think I would have rather.
This on my computer.
I had Pearsall on one of my fantasy teams.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, he's good. I don't know if he was late first round good. I mean, I think I might rather have McConkey, but.
Right.
You know, those guys.
He's
watch
tatted
these guys
up.
On film.
I'll tell you that. Because when I was watching on TV, like his calves have tats all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm clicking on an image.
I'm
right
not
going
to ever doubt Kyle Shanahan on his offensive prowess. He knows.
Definitely not.
Let's go to Michael in D.C. Michael, what's up, man? What do you think?
Hey, first time caller and first time listener. Good morning.
First time listener.
Yeah.
How's that possible?
He's visiting from London.
Oh, yeah.
I am with my American accent. Gotta love the draft last night, gentlemen. Regarding Washington, lifelong Washington fan. I remember Joe Theismann winning the Super Bowl, Doug Williams and Mark Griffin. They had the hogs. They had the greatest offensive line, arguably,
in the NFL at the time.
Yeah. So. We've been around for a bit. Go ahead.
Thanks for the history lesson.
Here comes the attacks.
We
have to take a page out of their book. It doesn't matter about the accolades of Jaden Daniels. If you don't protect Jaden Daniels, he could likely suffer the same fate that RG3 did. And that's a fact. It's not my opinion. So I'm looking at the center, Jackson Prowers, I think his name is, from, is it Oregon?
Do you want a center, you said? Let me see the best available
center. Yeah. We can go Jackson Prowers Johnson from Oregon, or we go Kingsley, the offensive tackle from BYU, Tuamataya.
Jackson Prowers Johnson, yes, from Oregon. He's ranked as the second center in the draft behind the kid that went last night.
I mean, it's not going to be sexy, but, I mean, everyone sort of understands the need
to
bolster
the
offensive line.
They just signed the center from Dallas, Yadish.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got to protect the quarterback, gentlemen. And
they need a tackle. They need a tackle more than a center.
I'll tell you what.
So Blake Fisher, Notre Dame.
You're false advertising. You're from London. You sound like you're from Manassas. What is going on here?
No, I am not from where you think I'm from. I'm from where I just said I'm from. But we call it the gridiron over there. And the NFL is great. Love the NFL.
Hold on. Where were you born, Ricky?
London, England.
Oh, okay. Where did you go to? Where were you raised?
Ah, now you get into it. Moved to Arlington, Virginia when I was 14 years old.
All right, that makes sense.
All right. And then when did you go back to London?
About 20 years ago, 2004.
Why are you coming back now?
What are you here for now?
I'm visiting for the next few weeks. I'm on assignment.
All right.
And I get to listen to the Sport Junkies. What a bonus, right?
Right.
All right, well, thanks.
Yeah. Huge bonus for you. Big glow up for you.
All right, we're just messing with you. All right, Mike,
thank
Michael.
You.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for the call, man.
Thank
you. We actually do appreciate it.
Yeah.
According to ESPN, according right, to ESPN, you. The next guys available in terms of tackles, Blake Fisher, 6'6", 310 from Notre Dame. Roger Rosengarten from Washington, 6'5", 308.
This
and
is why
Kingsley... Sumataya from
this is why I feel
BYU.
Silly critiquing these guys because there's just too many guys.
Like, yeah, how are you know?
You don't know. I'm just going to trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, trust them. And we have so many needs that it almost can't go wrong.
But what was the scenario
I guess
that would
upset you?
If they
drafted a punter, I'd be upset.
Yeah.
They're not drafting a punter.
I agree. That's our strongest position.
They should never draft a punter, a kicker, or a long snapper.
I thought you were going to say a defense because you're just in fantasy mode until the last round.
I'm a reasonable person. No,
if they draft another quarterback to kind of like couch their bets a little bit like the Shannies did.
Like a Purdy?
That's not going to happen.
That would be a disaster.
It's not
we
happening.
We're not going down that road.
What if it's a seventh round pick and he's like, well, I did this with Brock Purdy. I did Trey Lance and Purdy.
No. We got to be all in.
Doesn't Brian Greasy try to lay claim to that pick? I think he gets credit for making the Purdy pick.
Is that right? Is that
I think so.
He's quarterback's coach.
Everybody wants credit for the Purdy pick.
Sure.
No one takes blame for the
dominant
organization.
I don't know how you can give credit or you got to say, I'll let Peters cook. I'll let him do what he needs to do. And then all of a sudden, if the scenario is Peters wants to take a seventh round quarterback, I don't like that. I don't want to do that.
I mean, I have an opinion. That's the one thing I wouldn't want. Is that don't want another?
Yeah, but don't you want him? Don't you just want to give Adam the freedom to do what he
yeah,
does best?
One, but I generally think a seventh round
pick is a
waste.
As a radio host who's trying to entertain and do business, I have one caveat: just don't draft another quarterback.
But what if he's drafting to be a good backup because Mariota's just going to be a backup for a year?
No, you can find backup
can
quarterbacks
find
walking the street. They're dying.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just throwing out
backups
the scenario.
Backups are like farts. Everyone's got them.
Call Joe Flacco if you need another backup. He's
didn't he sign with Cleveland and they're 100 quarterbacks?
I'm just saying down the road. Next
actually,
year,
where'd he sign? He didn't sign with
he's with the Colts.
Yeah, Colts.
Big Colts fan. He'll be available next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What I'm saying is easy to find second or third string quarterbacks for the most part, especially if they're the Atlanta Falcons. You'll take that guy with the number 8 overall pick in Michael Penix.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think Fromm has got to be quaking in his boots that they signed Driscoll? Because you're clearly not on the because he's just
he's just happy to get a check,
right? Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, so that check's going to go away,
right?
Because they brought in their own guy.
He'll go to another team and battle to be the third string guy there.
If that's somebody, what they do. If somebody wants him,
right?
I mean, Trace is on his He's been on five teams.
Right.
As a number three.
Does he have any calls in the last couple of days?
He's had calls, but they're going to wait till the draft's over. Then that's when they start trying to fill in the rosters.
Right.
This is hard when you're a third string quarterback. Man, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard to land jobs.
Remember, 9:45, your chance to win Caps tickets. Take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067. What do you want to see Washington do next in the draft?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!